This section of the wall includes our Bear and Segedunum, where you'll be able to step back in time to meet the Vikings during the Living Frontier events at the end of May. There'll be demonstrations of combat techniques and craft making, and at our Bear, you'll also be able to see a replica Viking ship. Hadrian's Wall stretched for 73 miles, or 80 Roman miles, from South Shields across to Bowness-on-Solway. The wall was built in 122 AD by order of the Emperor Hadrian. It was a colossal feat of engineering, but remarkably, it took three Roman legions just 6 years to complete. What they created was, and still is, the largest ancient monument in northern Europe. The Roman defences actually continue down the Cumbrian coast to Ravenglass, so the Hadrian's Wall World Heritage Site, which was created in 1987, covers a distance of about 150 miles. Your first possible stop along Hadrian's Wall is Arbeia, in South Shields. Originally built to house a garrison, Arbeia later became the central supermarket of the day, a sort of Walmart, I suppose you could call it, supplying the 17 forts along the wall with their military needs. The excavated remains, stunning reconstructions of original buildings at Arbeia, and the finds discovered at the site combined to give a unique insight into life in Roman Britain. The next stop is Segedunum at Wall's End, the eastern terminus of the wall itself. This is the most excavated fort along the wall. It has spectacular reconstructions, a high-level viewing tower, and even a Roman radio show, audio guide for children. There's also a full-size reconstruction of a Roman bathhouse, based on remains that were discovered at Chester's Roman fort. If you continue into Newcastle, you can visit the fantastic Great North Museum. A large-scale, interactive model of Hadrian's Wall is to be one of the highlights of the new museum. The Roman Gallery will also put artifacts from the world-famous Roman collection into their geographical and historical context for the first time. The museum is a great opportunity to find out more about the wall before heading out to discover more of the Roman sites and the rest of Hadrian's Wall country for yourself. And the museum also includes objects from ancient Greece, Egyptian mummies, a planetarium, a giant life-size T-Rex dinosaur skeleton, and much, much more. For more information on all the places mentioned in the podcasts, you can visit the website at www.hadrians-wall.org. And to find out more about the Living Frontier events, you can visit www.livingfrontier.com.